What do I do when I know that my heart isn't right? We should all know that we are born sinners. That's what the Bible tells us. And our hearts are not right. God desires that we have a right heart. So what do? David was the king of Israel and according to the Bible was a man after God's own heart. But his heart was not right when he committed adultery with a woman named Bathsheba and murdered her husband. But David came to repentance. Let's read Psalm 51, beginning with the first verse. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David went to the place where he could find a clean heart to be washed from his sins and clear the guilt and the burden of sin from his soul, a place where his heart could be recreated and could be purged and cleaned. It was in the grace of God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of the tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would create within me a clean heart. I pray, O Lord God, that you would renew a right spirit within me. And I pray in the name of Jesus and by his blood shed for me that you would blot out all of my transgressions. In Jesus' name, amen.